You're tuned to Paper Cut's Fit to Print podcast. All the news that's fit to print is podcasted. Here's your host, Al Nestor.
One of the great joys of my position here at Paper Cut is chatting to the likes of Dale McAuliffe. Mainly because, one, he knows a lot about the product, about Paper Cut Solutions, but two, he's just an all-round nice guy. Today, I caught up with him to chat about the pending release of Paper Cut MFNNG version 18.3. And boy, he didn't disappoint. G'day, Dale.
Hi, Al.
Bit excited today. You know why?
No. Or do I know why? Yes. Very excited today.
Yes, exactly. Yes,
very exciting day.
Yes.
18.3
is coming. Why do people say 18.3 and not 18.3? I've never figured that out.
That's a really good question. I do not know the answer.
Like, is it natural for you to say 18.3 or 18.3?
18.3.
No. See, I say 0.3.
No, it's a dot.
Really?
It's a dot release. It's a dot.
Is it? It's a product thing.
Yep. Mm. Yep, definitely. It's a dot.
18.3. I'm going to have to fix up my intro. 18.3.
Jeez,
it rolls off the tongue now that
does,
you say that.
Yeah,
I didn't notice that.
18.3 is three extra letters.
18.3 coming very shortly in the next week or so.
Yes.
Really excited about it. How many releases this year? Oh, trick question.
No, not a trick question. This would be release number 4.
Wait, how does that work?
Because we do a .0, .0123.
Maths. .0.123.
So this will be number 4.
Number 4. Okay.
It's called number 3.
So that's a lot of releases in a year.
It is. It has been a very busy year for the teams, for everyone involved in releases. Yes.
Can you do a quick summary of some of the big ones from this year? Because you know what fascinates me about MFNNG is that the software's old in software terms. It's not like, hey, here it is this year. It's been around for a while. It's mature.
It's experienced.
But there's a whole bunch of cool stuff still coming out, which I find extraordinary. Here's an example. Photoshop's been around for probably about the same amount of time, but cool stuff coming to Photoshop stopped quite a while ago. You know what I mean? Like big ticket things. And yet for PaperCut, and you know, I'm not saying PaperCut's the be-all and end-all. I'm sure our competitors put out reasonable things. I doubt it. But for us to have job ticketing?
Yes.
Cool. Mobility print?
Yep.
Double cool.
Yep.
You're really good at this, aren't you?
Yeah, I know.
What are some of the things that have come out this year?
So I guess mobility print was the headline act of the 2017 series of releases. But 18 series has kind of had a lot of variety and opened up a lot of new kind of cool things for PaperCut. So it started with in .0 with job ticketing, which allowed print rooms and your 3D fab labs to start experiencing the benefits of print management.
Mm-hmm.
18.1, we then went to the clouds above with our scanning solution.
You had that great song.
Yes, it was that number one hit, Scan Me to the Clouds Above.
Scan me to the clouds above, scan me to the clouds above, me to the clouds above.
So that was a really cool piece of functionality for the scanning people. And then 18.2 allowed you to fix errors at the device with the change
print
jobs.
Settings.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of a lot of cool new features that have come out, and people are downloading them like crazy.
Okay, so 18.3, what are the highlights?
So 18.3, again, we head towards the cloud direction here. And the big kind of hit for 18.3 is the G Suite and cloud identity integration, which allows people to sync their user bases with their Google Cloud.
That's sync, S-Y-N-C.
Yes, NSYNC. Like that, yeah. So they can get their users. So basically, allows them to ditch any of their on premise infrastructure which they're using to track users and run it all out of the cloud. So creating a nice little hybrid solution with cloud and on premise for the print management.
Yeah, so that means that once someone's onboarded, whether it's at school or into an organization, then there's no need to add them to the Active Directory, correct, for example, because it's just filters throughout the whole system.
That's exactly right. So yeah, basically, once you've got them in, yeah, you've got them in your G Suite, and you're only going to enter them once. They can then sync straight into your Papercart.
Yeah.
And then basically, from a user's perspective, they don't have to learn a new set of credentials or anything like that. They just hit the sign in with Google button, like you do on, you know, thousands of other applications.
Okay.
And yeah, they're away and using Papercart.
So when you rock up to the printer, you're recognized nice and easy because you're on that G Suite.
That's right, yep, and you're just using your G Suite credentials to sign in there. And then once you're in, you can release your print job, or you can copy any information you want, or you can scan to your Google Drive.
Stupid question. Why do we do it? I mean, on the surface, that seems like a pretty obvious thing, because a lot of organizations are using G Suite in their business, and certainly Google for Education is huge. But was it motivated by people coming up to us and saying, hey, I need to be able to do this easier, or is it a natural progression? Like, what sort of research did we do to decide that this was the feature that we needed?
So there's probably a number of factors that we looked at when considering to do this piece of functionality. There's obviously, we had requests coming in from customers who were using their G Suite, having to use AD as well. So it was a painful process. So we identified that we needed a better way to work with Google environments. Google also approached us looking for a printing partner. And they expressed interest in working directly with us. And through that, we've now become a Google for Education premium partner.
Mm-hmm.
So we now get access to their brightest people, and they get access to our brightest people. So it's a win-win for both.
They haven't hit me up yet.
That invite's coming to work with you.
Oh, great.
Yeah. but then also we saw, a trend happening, through our mobility print application. We saw that there were a large number of Chromebook devices mm-hmm. using mobility print. So we kind of combined all these trends together.
Put two and two together.
And we thought it was an obvious answer to kind of go after that solution and just help people in those Google environments have a better experience overall using Papercart and printing.
I saw a talk about 2 months ago, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
an internal talk. Ranga, one of the dev guys, was talking about stapling.
Yep.
Coming to Papercart MF, and I thought, this has got to be the most boring talk ever. about stapling. It was such an exciting presentation that I'm now like on the stapling bandwagon. So tell me what's coming in 18.3, what it means for people who like staples as much as I do.
So I have to agree, stapling didn't sound like the most interesting topic when it was pitched to us that we're doing an upgrade for stapling. But stapling, it's a really cool feature. So basically we're enabling people to be able to have one Find Me queue, which allows them to actually choose stapling as a finishing option when they're printing. So making it a lot easier for people who have mixed fleet environments running one Find Me print queue to actually now add stapling. So when you're printing, you can print, black or white, number of copies. You can choose duplex or single-sided. And now you can actually choose stapling, whether you want top left corner, top right corner, whatever you want to do with your stapling. All in one process now, so you don't need to manage a separate queue for your stapling devices. You can just slot them all into that one Find Me queue. So yeah, really cool enhancement, working across a number of different platforms, and we'll continue to add more and more with that as we continue developing the global print driver.
So anything else coming in 18.3?
So in 18.3, we've also got another platform being introduced, another platform that you can start to change your print settings on. People using Kyocera,
mm-hmm.
You will be able to actually now change your print job settings. So we in 18.2, six brands got introduced.
Mm-hmm.
Now another seven is coming on board with Kyocera. So that's exciting for those people using Kyocera printers that you can now, go back and change any of your mistakes.
Well, they're not mistakes. They're just changes of mind.
Changes of mind, yes.
So, Dale, in your day-to-day, you're almost like a conduit between the developers who are making these features and the customers who are needing these features and our channel who's asking for these features as well. Must be a lot of to-ing and fro-ing that you're doing in your day-to-day.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. And you've actually articulated our role very well. basically, that's exactly right, where the conduit between, you know, product engineering and product and the channel and the customer, and taking complex dev development problems and situations and trying to articulate them in a way that makes sense to non-technical people, trying to help, you know, the channel be able to position the features and the enhancements and trying to roll them up into the overall product story and looking at how it actually enhances the paper cut products that we have. So, you know, looking at the G Suite integration, when you look at it in isolation, it's a new sync source and a new way for people to authenticate. So by itself, it's not very exciting. But when you tie that in with Chromebook printing and mobility print and the ability to scan to Google Drive, plus, you know, print quotas and print policies and tracking, you've got a really comprehensive print management solution that you can offer to Google for Education schools. So, it's taking, you know, kind of bits and pieces from the product engineering team that, you know, they're working hard on and making that really, you know, appealing to customers and the benefits of them for them.
I can't help thinking, you remember that Simpsons episode where he caught up with his long-lost brother and he made the Homermobile?
Yep,
Homermobile. If you were there, like, that wouldn't have been made because you would have taken in inputs from what people really wanted, and Homer wouldn't have just been left to his own devices.
That's right. You can have your opinion on what you think will look good, but at the end of the day, you've got to marry your opinion up to what the market is actually telling you and what the inputs are coming in. So, yeah, I'm not sure that car would have ever been built, and we hope that our, you know, paper cut products is not one of those cars, that it actually is serving a purpose for people.
You're going to take that away with you now.
Yeah, exactly. About it. We're not the Homer car.
Much appreciated, Dale. I'll catch up with you next release. There's another one coming this year.
There is. There's going to be a buzzer beater release. Going to get in hopefully just before Christmas.
Is that a technical term?
It's a very technical term. It's also known as 18.4. Mm. Hopefully slot in just before the end of the year with some more change print job setting related features in it.
Can't wait. All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Al. Yeah.